Welcome to another episode of Jim Hinckley's America, 5 Minutes with Jim, an adventure through time. Do you remember the adage that it's better to fill the head with useless knowledge than no knowledge at all? The subject of this episode is flying cars. Did you know that a company offered flying cars in the 1950s? Did you know that subdivisions were designed with runways and special garages to accommodate flying cars? Did you know that the first flying car made its debut more than 100 years ago?
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Before we begin this odyssey, I want to say thank you to the boys of the road crew for our theme song. Need some road trip inspiration? Check out some of their great road trip inspiring tunes at roadcrew66.com. Check out the website. Read the press releases and articles. Quote, "The evolution of the supercar is the aeromobile. Inspired by the mythical winged horse Pegasus, the aeromobile is the high-end vehicle species, equally at home on the road or in the sky. It's the flying car. It represents the culmination of leading-edge automotive and aerospace design and engineering, advanced materials, luxury features, and impeccable styling. The aeromobile does what no supercar or private jet can do. It can seamlessly transform from car to aircraft, from driving to flying, in under 3 minutes. Scheduled to be released in 2023, the aeromobile promises to transform transportation. Well, I have a surprise for you. In 1949, Moulton Taylor launched an all-new company founded on revolutionary ideas. Aero Car International in Longview, Washington, was the successor to Taylor's original idea introduced in 1946, the Aerophibian, that was part car and part boat. The Aero Car utilized folding wings that allowed the road vehicle to be converted into flight mode in 5 minutes by one person. When the rear license plate was flipped up, the operator could connect the propeller shaft and attach a pusher propeller. The same engine drove the front wheels through a 3-speed manual transmission. When operated as an aircraft, the road transmission was simply left in neutral, though backing up during taxiing was possible by using the reverse gear. On the road, the wings and tail unit were designed to be towed behind the vehicle. Taylor also put the propeller on the back of the car so it would not have to be taken off when the aero car went on the road. After extensive testing, Taylor confidently advertised that aero car could drive up to 60 miles per hour and had a top airspeed of 110 miles per hour. But only 6 were produced. But the concept of a flying car actually predates the automobile. It even predates the airplane. William Samuel Henson and John Stringfellow patented a steam-powered vehicle that could travel on land or fly in 1841. As visionary as these gentlemen were, the intrepid duo was never able to build a functional version of their monoplane based on their patented plans, which called for a wingspan of 150 feet. The legendary Glenn Curtis of Curtis Aircraft fame started with bicycles, developed a line of motorcycles, and followed that with aircraft engines, which the Wright brothers rejected. And in 1917, he introduced the autoplane, a hybrid car and airplane. The innovative vehicle had an aluminum body and isinglass windows. The interior, with seating for a pilot and 2 passengers, featured lush leather seats and a heater. The project never progressed beyond 1 prototype. And a quick note about those special subdivisions. Cameron Air Park Estates, established in 1963 near Sacramento, California, has neighborhood streets that are 100 feet wide, designed so that pilots can taxi their planes from the airport to their doorsteps and to their combination hangar garages. The subdivision was designed with a future in mind, a future that included flying cars. Folks, it's about time to wrap it up. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors. The Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico, a near-perfect blending of the past and present, a living time capsule where the traveler is assured a restful night's sleep after an adventuresome day on Route 66. And the iconic Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, Missouri, the oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. Here, the very essence of the Route 66 experience is made manifest. Thank you for joining us on another adventure through time. Telling people where to go and sharing the adventure is what we do at Jim Hinckley's America. Check out our website at jimhinckleysamerica.com. Until we meet again, mi amigos, adios.
Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.